The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is hoping to add 25 more drug agents to aid in efforts to combat the illegal trade in painkillers. That's just one of the ways that the opioid epidemic is reshaping state agencies' budget priorities for the upcoming year. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
TBI Director Mark Gwynn says he currently has about 125 agents available to work drug cases across the state of Tennessee, and they also handle other violent crimes. So a couple dozen more agents would go a long way.
I'm encouraged that if we can increase that number, 25, and I can spread them throughout the state and let them come together as a unit and go into these areas, I really believe we can make a difference.
Gwynn blames opioids for a statewide uptick in crime, and not just in big cities. He claims that drug cartels are partnering with local gangs in rural communities where there are fewer police. Gwynn proposes creating a strike force that can partner with the Tennessee Highway Patrol and local departments to bring down crime in those places. And the TBI is far from the only department that's being affected by opioids. The Department of Children's Services wants 30 more case managers to handle a surge in the number of children in state custody. And the University of Tennessee is asking for $3 million to study addiction. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.